Good morning,
good afternoon, good evening, muy buenos días, buenas tardes, buenas noches, no sé cuándo ustedes están, I'm sorry, yes, I don't know when you're listening to this, but welcome to Business 123, Introduction to Investments for Fall 2018. My name is Frank Pagliano, and I am the instructor for this class. I am the luckiest guy in the world because I get to teach this class. Because I'll introduce myself later on, so you can find that introduction to myself, and then you're going to introduce yourself. But this is the commentary for the syllabus, and so let's stick to the syllabus. Okay, Pagliano? Okay. Now, hopefully, you've either printed out a copy or you're looking at the short form of the syllabus. Our distance education coordinator has impressed upon us the need to have a long format syllabus. And you see some instructors with 8-page, 6, 10-page syllabuses. Yeah, I know the plural is syllabi, but I like to say syllabuses. Folks, who reads an 8-page syllabus? I mean, I don't. So I try to keep it as small as possible. And so we're looking at the short form. Okay? 2 pages. So let's read along together. Course description objective. Introduction to basic investment principles including markets, stocks, also known as equities, bonds, also known as fixed income debt instruments, or just fixed instruments, mutual funds, the real name is investment companies, insurance products, interpretation of financial statements and other financial data and information, brokerage accounts, and the relationship of economic and political conditions to investing. This is a fancy way of saying we're going to discuss investments. We'll actually throw a few other investment alternatives into the mix, but this is the main theme, are what are called securities, financial investments. But we'll spend a little time on real estate. So let's take a look at the course content. Investment environments, risks and returns, risk and return. Boy, folks, we're going to hammer that all semester long. Mutual funds, stocks, bonds, markets and transactions, investment strategies and tools, portfolio management and asset allocation. Very important topic. Options and futures contracts, which I hope you never touch. Real estate and then other investment alternatives. Sound like something you're interested in? And for those of you who really want to learn about gold, yes, we'll discuss gold and other precious metals, but not for a while and not very favorably. So if you're a gold bug, stick with us. We'll show you why gold may be beautiful, but it's not the best investment. Now, what are the course materials? Fundamentals of Investing is a very good book, but it ain't worth $300, folks. So I'll let you use any of the editions from the 4th up to, they're up to the 8th right now, but see the bottom of the class website, and it's also, there's a link through Canvas, I'm pretty sure, that will show you vendors online that will sell you an older edition for the textbook for $10. Plus, there's a couple of editions in the library on reserve. So if you want to spend $300 for a textbook that I don't think is, I mean, I think it's worth about $40 or so, but that's, you know, that's me. I'm not the book publisher trying to sell these textbooks, so you decide. But you do need, I mean, you might want to listen to the, read some of the comments on ratemyprofessors.com, hint, because we have to have a textbook, whether we need it or not. Don't tell the administration. You do need a notebook. A 3-ring binder is probably easier to use because there are copious handouts, copious assignments, and putting them in a loose leaf is a little difficult, but a 3-ring binder allows you to organize things well. You need a calculator, but a spreadsheet is very cool. If you know how to use a spreadsheet, that'll help because it makes life a whole lot easier. But you don't need one. And there's free ones out there, which you'll see as you go walk through Canvas introduction module. I use Google Docs now, and it's awesome. You can use it on any machine anywhere in the world, as long as you have in connection to the internet. And if you set up your laptop correctly, you don't even have to have an internet connection. You can work offline. Very cool. And it's free. And they give you all kinds of storage. I mean, thank you very much, Google. You need dedication, organization, motivation, hard work. Because, folks, as we'll discuss in our next little section here, it's important for you to be self-disciplined, motivated, and reliable. Such as your connection to the internet should be also. Now, attendance and lateness. We who teach in the online world will hammer away at our students. You need to be self-disciplined. You need to be motivated. And, you know, I apologize because it sounds preachy and it, yeah, you know this already. But the problem with online classes is that, you know, you're on your own, basically. I mean, we're here to help you, but you have to sit down and make the time to do the work, to read the presentations, to listen to them. I mean, we do our best to make it easy for you. You can download the presentations to your mobile devices, to your smartphones, and listen to them while you're commuting or walking the dog or exercising or watching them on while you're on the treadmill or whatever. But you have to do it. So what we ask you to do, folks, is find a time every day when you can sit down and work on these issues, on the concepts, on the techniques, on the skills, on the research that you're going to have to do. And you should do well. As we'll see in the grading discussion, which is our next section of the syllabus, the grades are based on your class participation through discussion forums, homework, individual assignments, maybe you work together, the exams. This material is not that difficult. It's sometimes very tedious, and there are many concepts that you must learn, that you have to know. But if you study, you know, if you're remotely sober and you do what we ask you to do, you should do actually very well. And it, who knows, it could lead to a career, folks, because there's a tremendous need for new people in the financial services, brokerage firms, banks, mutual fund companies, insurance agents, insurance companies, and real estate finance. It's a huge industry, and there are many people who are going to be retiring. Don't worry, I'll hammer this idea into your heads later on, but it's a great job. I love it. I'll introduce myself later on, but I'm a stockbroker and I do part-time stockbroking, and I just it's great. It's brilliant fun. Of course, I teach this stuff, so that's why I say I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I get to do and teach what I love. Anyway, later. Time requirements. What do you need? Well, in general, for every one college unit, it's recommended that you spend 3 hours per week. So that means about 9 hours a week. I try to get people to think of 1 hour a day. You might need a little bit more time than that, especially to listen to all the presentations, but an hour a day. Can you give us an hour a day, please? Turn your television set off, at least for the next few months. Okay, good. Don't try to do everything on one day, because that doesn't work. Learning requires repetition. All the studies have shown this. You have to. Some people, there are a few people, once they see it, once they hear it, once, boom, they have it forever. But there aren't that many of them, and I ain't one of them. So please, every day, study. Thank you. Now, if you need accommodations, you know the drill. Go talk to DSS. Contact me as soon as possible. The presentations are closed caption via a wonderful service called 3C Media Solutions. It uses, they create for our presentations, thank you very much, 3C Media Solutions, ADA compliant closed captioning. YouTube has closed captioning, but it's not that great, and it's not ADA compliant. So if it weren't for 3C Media Solutions, I don't know what I'd do. I don't know what we'd do. So please talk to DSS and get your materials in order as soon as you can. Now, if you haven't been on campus and checked out the Academic Success Center, we really strongly urge you to do so. It is a wonderful resource. We used to call it the Tutorial Center, but now you have to call it something more exciting like Academic Success Center. But the coolest thing about this place is you're going to meet other students who have the motivation, the ganas. They are motivated to study and to help other students. And that's the best way to learn, folks. That's the dirty little secret that we teachers don't tell you. The best way to learn something is to teach it. So you will catch that motivation. It's contagious. And then you'll find yourself helping other students, and that's the best way to learn. So check them out. There are some online tutorial places also, in case you can't make it to the campus, but we hope you can. Now, there's a little sidebar here for student learning outcomes. You can read it if you want, ignore it if you want. This is for people up in Sacramento who don't have anything better to do than to make more paperwork for us who are trying to teach students. But that's a gratuitous slam at this idiot. I mean, the folks who are as far away from the students as they should be for student learning outcomes. Yes. Now, more importantly, on the left side is how to get in touch with me. How do you get in touch with me? Well, most people will use email. You can call me, leave a message on my home phone. I'm up fairly early, but in the evening we turn everything off fairly early. And so just call or send me an email. But notice that there's a virtual office, which is for online students Tuesdays and Thursday nights. If you can't make it to the campus on Tuesdays and Thursdays for office hour, contact me. We'll make arrangements for a time when we can get together either face-to-face or online. The online system is similar to Skype, but it's a lot more powerful and it allows you to have multiple folks logging in at one time. It's very cool, actually. It's called Zoom. So we call it the Zoom room. Well, you download it to your laptop or your desktop or your smartphone, and once you've installed it, all you have to do is point to that meeting room. My meeting room is, if you're looking at the syllabus, is 212-931-852. But just click on that link there, and it's also in Canvas, and it's also on my website, and you'll be taken to the meeting room. So do contact me if you're interested in getting together, because I get so lonely in my office hours. Now, email is how most people want to contact us, and that's great. You can email me directly or through Canvas. Now, notice that there's a class website and my website. My website is wonderprofessor.com, and I know that's kind of silly, but it's something that you won't forget, right? Right. Yeah, that's why we use it. The college used to give, they don't do it anymore, but they used to give us a website with our last name in the website and the tilde key, the little squiggle. And students would come up to me and say, "Oh, I think your website's down." I said, "No, you just can't find it." So I wanted something that you cannot forget. Now, can you remember Wonder Bread? Right. Can you remember Wonder Woman? Right. wonderprofessor.com. Exactly. Don't forget it. So even if Canvas is down, which is very rare, dear students, but even if Canvas is down, Wonder Professor should still be up, because the company I use is InMotion Hosting, and they are very good. I mean, there's been a couple of times when I think I was down, but I wasn't quite sure. I wasn't quite sure it was their problem. And then every once in a while they tell you, "Oh, we're going to have planned maintenance for, you know, such and such time, and you may have an interruption, but you probably won't," and I never have. So they're very cool. Check them out. But this is how you get to my website, my class website. So you can go to the main page, and there'll be a link on the left-hand side, upper left-hand side, called Quick Link, or just bookmark the URL, wonderprofessor/123f18/123.html, which is, that's the class website. And all the material is on the class website. And for those of you who want to get ahead, what you'll find is generally the material is going to show up on the class website before it shows up in the Canvas. So if you're anxious to get ahead, that's where you want to go. Check out the website. Now, this page is chock full of information that is very useful, but what do most people do, myself included, with the syllabus? Put it in the back of your notebook and never look at it again. That's why an 8-page syllabus to me just seems ridiculous. And, yeah, you might do that, but, check the second page. Ooh, dear students, look at that course schedule. That is what we're going to be doing over the next 16 weeks. Yeah, we're going to start with introductions and go through an overview of the investment universe, risk versus return, short-term securities, fancy name for short-term places to park our money, mutual funds, stocks, bonds, asset allocation, and then some things that I hope you never touch, options, contracts. Yeah. And then we'll take a look at the end of the semester, just a quick look, brief look at real estate and other investment alternatives. So check this, put this course schedule up on your refrigerator, on your desk, somewhere where you'll see it every day, and stick with us because we want you to succeed. We want this to be the best class you've ever taken. I know that sounds a little kooky, a little over the top, but it is sincere. And if you enjoy this class, if you find that this is something that you keep coming back to and wanting to learn more, that is a very good sign that you could be in the industry. You could find a career in the financial services industry. And with these classes that we have in our little program called a Certificate for Financial Services, you can get a job. You can start a career. Now, eventually, you know, they're going to want you to get a 4-year degree eventually, but they don't care. As long as you can produce, as long as you can meet with the customers and not turn them off and you know, we're going to discuss this in more detail later on. But basically, you can't be a flake. You have to. You're dealing with other people's money. You're dealing with their financial in the banking and their financial day-to-day transactions, insurance. You're dealing with very important, even though boring, issues of being protected against calamities. You're dealing with their home purchasing, and if you go into the brokerage world, you're dealing with their investments, and you cannot be a flake. But with this class and a few others and then some internships, you can start a career in the financial services world. They need more women. They want more minorities and bilingual. They love ex-military. So stick with us, folks, because who knows where it might lead. Because, as we said, we want this to be the best class you've ever taken, and we want this class that 5, 10, 15 years from now, you can look back on and say, you know what? This class really helped me in this crazy, scary, beautiful, joyful, absurd adventure that we call life. And if nothing else, you will learn, you know what? I don't really like investments. I'm going to leave the investing to the pros, and I'm going to go off and, you know, start a coffee shop, or I'm going to go off and get my nursing degree, or whatever you're going to do. So, and that's important also. It's important also to see that, you know what, investing is not for me. That's why there are people. That's why there's an investment services industry. And so you might decide that. But hopefully we're going to instill in you the love, the excitement of investing, because, folks, there is no end to how much you can learn in the investment world. Literally. We are just going to give you a little springboard. We're going to give you a little nudge into the world, and then there's an ocean out there, and we're just going to give you a little dinghy and push you into the shallow waters, and then afterwards there's no end. You could go traverse the entire universe, dear students. Thank you so much for being in our class. We are all of us incredibly honored, privileged. Everyone at Southwestern is happy and grateful that you are with us. Welcome to Business 123, Introduction to Investments for Fall 2018. See ya!